One Sunday evening in 1938, families were gathered around their radios.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Orson Welles' radio dramatization of The War of the Worlds created a fictional news report on a Martian invasion. Using music, emotion, and silence, Welles built tension.
There's gas tanks for the automobiles coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill.
Listeners panicked, thinking the story was real. Robert Kaplow, the author of Me and Orson Welles, has studied the reasons why so many people were convinced.
One of the reasons the show was so effective was that a lot of people were listening to Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Edgar Bergen, after his initial comedy thing, put on a vocalist. And a lot of people tuned into War of the Worlds 8 minutes into the broadcast, missed the fact that it was a play.
And so people ran into the streets, jumped in their cars, and started fleeing the area of the invasion. In later years, historians would see that broadcast as a premonition. It took the form of the nightmarish news reports that Americans would soon hear on their radios during World War II.
That famous radio play became a movie in 1953 and won an Oscar, and both came after a much earlier science fiction novel by H.G. Wells, published in 1898.